It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. Those mercies are new every morning. And I want to say, great is our faithfulness. Whatever you're doing right now, come on, I want you to bring yourself on in so that we can pray, so that we can intercede, so that we can call on the name of the Lord. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. So whatever you're doing, I'm asking you to, let's get ready to tap in. Let's get ready to pray. Let's get ready to hold on to the horns of the altar. And let's get ready to touch God, because if there's ever been an hour that we needed God, the hour is now. And again, I am elated. I am so excited. I don't know what word to use, flabbergasted, to come on here and just love on God with you, to let you be a part of our worship and a part of our prayer time. Now, of course, you know, this morning we started our consecration. And you, this is your first time on here. Our consecration is we are not eating meat. Amen. We're not eating meat. Let me say it like this to make it simple. We're only eating vegetables, fruit, and drinking water. We're eating vegetables and fruit, and we are drinking water. We have no social media. Of course, if you would like to look at YouTube to listen to the word or to listen to, that's fine. But we're not doing no Facebook, no Instagram, no TikTok. Come on here. We're doing none of that. We're not eating out. Amen. All of those things. You have those things. Listen, no eating out, no bread, no pasta, no rice, none of those things. We are turning our plate down. Talking to someone earlier whom I love, and I was having a conversation with this individual, and I said to them, fasting is not to get God to do anything, all right? I want you to understand it. Fasting is not to get God to do anything, because God has already done what he's going to do. He said at Calvary, it's finished. Jesus is done. It is the finished work of Calvary. Jesus is seated. Amen. The death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the what? The seating. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's into his priestly role as an intercessor. That's what Jesus is doing forever. Hebrews chapter 7 said right now Jesus is in intercession. While we're on this phone right now, Jesus is in intercession, forever making intercession for us, all right? He's finished. But what fasting does is, I was communicating, I was telling them that fasting is the antenna. Now, we know that God has done everything he's going to do. It's like when you pay your internet bill, or pay your satellite bill, or your cable bill. That signal is transmitting. But if you don't receive the signal, there's nothing wrong with the signal. Something is wrong with the receiver. That's right. So they have to check your box. Or, you know, us who are a little older understand antennas on the TV. Well, guess what fasting is? Fasting is adjusting your antenna, because God is giving you everything you need. But the only thing holding it up is there may be something hindering you from receiving it. Your carnality, the cares of this life, choked away, all of these other things that are going on that have you distracted. That television is a distraction. That social media is a distraction. That body, those appetites, those cravings, those desires, guess what they are? They're all distractions. But what fasting does is it gets rid of those distractions. So we're not doing any social media. I didn't bother your TV this week, but we're not doing any social media. We're not eating what we want to eat. We're telling our flesh no. We're denying ourselves of everything that we want to do. Why? So that we can make sure our receiver is in a position to receive what heaven is transmitting. And I want you to know, he's transmitting deliverance. He's transmitting healing. He's transmitting a turnaround, a shift, all right? But it's only going to happen as a result of prayer and intercession. This kind cometh not out, but by prayer and fasting. All right? So an old saying said, if you don't pray, you won't stay. But if you don't fast, you won't last. But so all of you who are wondering, why are we fasting? What is the purpose? I just told you why. It's not for God. Fasting is for you. Amen. It's to bring yourself in. It's to get your channels right, to get your antennas clear, to get your receiver box in a position to receive what heaven is transmitting. God does not want me to be ignorant. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. So one way that the enemy is destroying most people is through something called ignorance. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Are you listening to me? Now I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me with clarity and with precision so that you can get an understanding of what I'm saying. Everything that is going to happen is going to happen as a result of prayer. Now, of course, I was taught other things, but this is honestly what I believe. I absolutely believe that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. Genesis 1, God gave man dominion over the earth. Well, the minute God gave man dominion over the earth, God is a God of laws. God honors laws. One law is that man has to be born of a woman. And I just use this because this is something that we understand. Man has to be born of a woman. So because God honors laws, even though God is God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, even though that's true, because God is a God of laws, when he got ready to come to earth, he did not come through a cow, he didn't come through a tree, and he didn't just show up out of the sky. Guess how he got here? He came through the womb of a woman, because God is a God of laws. And when God sets up a law, even he honors the law that he set up. Man had to be born of a woman. Well, man has dominion over the earth. So because man has dominion over the earth, anything that a spirit does, it needs a man in cooperation. God came on earth, but he had to come through a man named Jesus Christ. Demons, if they're going to operate, they need a body. That's why when the devil came out of the man, guess what else the devil said? Send us into the swine, because demons need a body. We walk in the flesh, but we war not after the flesh. Bishop McClendon says it like this. You got to know that you don't war where you walk. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh, all right? Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, because there's something operating behind the scenes. You can't see it in the natural, but in the spirit realm, there's something controlling your husband. There's something controlling your wife. There's something controlling your son. We don't wrestle against what we can see. We wrestle against what we can't see. But we understand that the only way that you can move on earth is through a body, just like the only way you can travel in the air is through a plane. You can't travel in the air with your legs. You can't travel in the air, amen, by just turning your arms up. You got to get in an airplane, because that's the according to the law of aerodynamics, that's the way you travel in the air. Well, the way you travel on earth is in a body. Demons need a body. God needed a body. The Holy Ghost now says, know ye not that your what? Body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So everything that's going to happen in the spirit realm, God needs a body. So when God gets ready to bring deliverance on earth, he said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. What is that? An intercessor to make up the hedge. Didn't want to bring destruction, but I could not find one. All right, it's prayer time now. So I need you to understand that God needs your body, and he needs you in order for the will of God to be manifested on the earth. Now, a lot of people say that the will of God is always going to be done. That's not true. It's not his will that any should perish. Are people dying? Are people going to hell? Yes. Is that God's will? No. What can stop it? Intercession. What can stop it? Pray. And why you think the devil don't want the church in prayer? My house
It's not going to be called a house of preaching and a house of dancing and shouting and screaming. But my house shall be called the house of prayer. So guess what you got to do? You're going to have to get yourself in a place of intercession and prayer so that the enemy gets up off of your children and your family. Because right now, there's an attack. There's a war going on in the spirit. He's fighting for territory. Anytime there's a war, it's always for territory. The devil wants your body. He wants your children. He wants your family. He wants your mind. But the devil is a liar. He hates intercession. So we're praying all this week, and we're fasting. 6 a.m. prayer. 6 p.m. prayer. We're having the churches open for you to go to the church and pray for at least an hour every day. You can go. The churches are open in the morning all the way through the evening for you to get to that church and pray, because my house shall be called a house of prayer. Now, there's a format that he told us to pray. What did he say? Enter my gates with thanksgiving and enter my courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Right where you are, open your mouth and let's begin to love on God. Let's begin to thank him. Right where you are, forget whatever you're doing and let's begin to bless the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Obashande. Elamandolobokosaya. Open your mouth and thank him right where you are. Come on. Begin to walk around and thank him. Begin to thank him. Move. Whatever you have to do, it doesn't matter. But just begin to thank him. Begin to give him the glory. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we honor you. Father, we thank you for your goodness. You are El Shaddai. You're El Elyon. You're Jehovah Makadash. You're Jehovah Sikanu. You're Jehovah Yaira. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Sabaoth. You're Jehovah Shammah. You are my peace. You are with me. Jehovah Nisi. Hey, hallelujah. Jehovah Rohi. Mele Likandoro Bosha. Open your mouth and begin to tell him how much you appreciate him. Begin to tell him how much you honor him. I love you today. I shabak you today. I tehila you today. I yada you today. I kara you today. You alone are worthy. You alone are awesome. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are faithful. You are greater. You do miracles so greater. You are beautiful beyond description. You're too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension. You are the great I am. You are my keeper. You are my kinsman redeemer. You are my way maker. You are my righteous lamb. You are my advocate. You are my Hobashara. You are my comforter. You are my friend. You are my keeper. You are my strength. You are my hope. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you that I slept good last night. Thank you. Hey, I laid me down. Hey, Yalabashanda, and slept. But I awakened. Why? Because the Lord sustained me. Thank you for sustaining me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for strengthening me. Thank you for holding me up. Thank you that I didn't have a stroke, didn't have an aneurysm, didn't lose my mind. I'm not a paraplegic. No one has to put on my clothes. No one has to dress me. No one has to feed me. I'm glory, oh Shaddai. I'm grateful today. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have peace of mind. I'm so grateful that I have joy divine. I'm so grateful that I have love at last that cannot be surpassed. I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your abundant grace. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you out of everyone in my family. You came and rescued me. You came and grabbed me. You saw me. I was dirty. I was filthy. I was polluted in my own blood. but you saved me. You told me to live. Thank you. Go by Shanda. Hilalaboko Shata. Yambi Osike. Le Kalamanda Lalabobia Sha. Come on, thank him. You can't thank him enough. Thank him for air to breathe. Thank him for a mouth to talk. Thank him for legs to walk. Somebody got legs but can't walk. Somebody got ears but can't hear. Somebody got eyes but can't see. But I thank you for eyes. I thank you for my retina. I thank you for my eardrums. I thank you for strength and mobility. I'm not paralyzed. I thank you today that I'm saved. I thank you today for filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for giving me the down payment that I belong to you. I belong to you. My hands are yours. My feet are yours. My heart is yours. Give me you. Everything else must wait. Give me you. I know and hope I'm not too late. I want to burn for you. Use me up. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Abba, I belong to you. I am your property. I am your property. Live in me, Jesus. Have your way in me. Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer I but thee. Let your resurrection power fill me this hour. Something beautiful, something good. Oh, my confusion. You understood. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for what you did at Calvary. You're the King of glory. You're the King immortal, invisible. You're the only wise God, my Savior. You're the great God, Jehovah. Hey, Bashata. You're the seed of David, and you are the stone hewn out of the mountain. You are the great God. You are faithful. You are righteous. You're faithful and true. Your vesture is dipped in blood. You got a name on you that no man knew but he himself. Your name is called the Word of God. You are the Word of life. You are the Word of strength. You are the Word of power. You are the Word made flesh. And I thank you. I glorify you. I honor you. I exalt you in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless him. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Bashande. Helamandolo Kotaya. Yandebe Kelomosa. Hilalobokosha. Yembebebe Kisaya. Likandolo Bodiaba. Anda nini mi ansono mokula. Lebrondo lobokuta labasha. Ye be kebandebe kabosa. Iliandolobosha. Iliandolobokuta lamande. Eba sokomanda lalabaya. Menderebi andorobosia. Hilabakasha. Yende beoba. Ilamandolo kosaya. Ilolobokoshata. Yende mandibiki an sanamoya. E bashata. Yande bele bala. Ileleboko talamanda. Ikantanamosia. Inanana mahasha. Ilamando lokosa. Yebe shete. Ilalamanda la bakasaya. Obo soturobo shande lebe. Le mandele kita la mando lokosaya. 2 Samuel chapter 3. Is our prayer point. Now, why do we use prayer points? Why do I use the word of God? I'm glad you asked me. Whenever you go to court, matter of fact, I'm in something right now, but whenever you go to court, whenever there's an issue in the court, you don't just get what you want. You need a constitution. You need to find out the constitution of that country or the constitution of that state, all right? And you need to be able to argue your point. And you have to argue it according to what is written. When Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, he didn't get no bottle of oil and he didn't get no red handkerchief and no green prosperity handkerchief. Uh-uh. What did he get? Not against those things. There's Bible, Acts chapter 19, Paul sent handkerchiefs and aprons. I'm not against handkerchiefs and aprons. So hear me in the spirit when I say what I'm saying. But when you're fighting the devil don't care nothing about no handkerchief, all right? Jesus fought the devil with one thing. It is written, man shall not live by bread. He went right back to what's written, all right? So we go to the word of God as a point of reference because the word of God is our constitution that we can go to. 2 Samuel chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Now listen to me. This is all we're going to pray today, and then I'll meet with you again in the morning at 6 a.m. 2 Samuel 3. We're going to pray against all these prolonged battles. Amen. These prolonged battles. Now, remember, one of the jobs of the enemy is to get you so wore out from the fight that you end up losing the battle because of exhaustion. It's like a man who has money and he gets sued. He don't mind getting sued because he knows that he can wear you out in the courts with his money where you'll end up giving up because you don't have enough money to fight him. Are you listening to me? Well, the enemy knows that I can get you so exhausted from fighting and from warring. And I'm saying this to somebody in the spirit. You're trying so hard and you're desiring to get it right so bad. Are you listening to me? The enemy knows that if he can get you frustrated from the war, if he can get you frustrated from trying and frustrated and angry and tired and exhausted, then he don't have to worry about winning because you're going to end up losing strength to fight from exhaustion. So many people in the body of Christ are falling by the wayside because they're just tired of fighting and they're not making it to the finish line. But the race is not given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong, but to him that endured to the end. We're going to cancel all these prolonged battles, and we're going to command these battles to come to an end. We are commanding every prolonged battle. Raise your right hand because you have what you say. Say in the name of Jesus, I command every prolonged battle, every long battle, every elongated battle to come to an end. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every prolonged battle in my life to come to an end. Every battle concerning my health, every battle concerning my healing, every battle concerning the deliverance of my children and my family, I command those battles to come to an end. I command every unnecessary, prolonged battle concerning my finances to come to an end. Every battle concerning my life, concerning my house, concerning my church, I declare an end. I decree an end to every prolonged battle. I declare an end, to every prolonged promise. All contentions, all conflicts, all battles, all wars, I command it to come to an end. I command it to come to an end. I command every long battle concerning lawsuits, concerning releases, concerning breakthroughs, concerning turnaround, all conflicts over the life of my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, every battle of death and infirmity and sickness, every battle of pride, every battle of anxiety, every battle of fear concerning my life, my children, my destiny, my husband, my church, my ministry, my wife, in the name of Jesus, I command those battles to come to an end. I command those battles to come to an end. All contentions come to an end. All lawsuits come to an end. All battles come to an end. All wars, rumors of wars come to an end. I command that battle in Ukraine and Russia. I command that battle to come to an end. Every battle in politics, I command it to come to an end. Every battle in the streets of America, come to an end. Every battle over the soul of my son, the soul of my daughter, the soul of my husband, every battle concerning finances that are supposed to be released that belongs to me, I command it in. Hey, 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 I command an end. I command that battle to come to an end. And I command the breakthrough. I command the breakthrough. I command the turnaround. I command the breakout. I command the breakthrough. I command it. I decree it. Hey, hey, hey. I can decree a thing, and it shall be established by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command breakthroughs in the life of those who are under this anointing. I command breakthroughs in the life of those who are on this call. I command breakthroughs during this time, during this consecration. I declare there will be no prolonged battles. Those battles are coming to an end, and there will be a release. There will be a breakthrough. There will be a breakout. There will be change, shift, deliverance, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel that. I want you to pray for the babosha. Hilemando, I commandele be. Hey, right wherever you are, command a breakthrough. Command a breakout. Command deliverance. Command a shift. Come on, with authority. Stop praying cute. Don't care if nobody hear you. Pray loud. Beat that monkey up. Hey, 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 hey. Shut up. Me kobo soto lele me. Milan dele me. Milan amo kundili mi ankala daba. Rabo lobo soto lele be she. JB. JB ankala mande. Inono moko sa. Ida rababa shata la mandili osaya. Hallelujah. I love you, Baba Bosh. Get everybody to be on the Bosh side. I'm telling you, there will be breakthrough after breakthrough this week. There will be breakthrough after breakthrough this week. There will be breakthrough. I told you to write down things that you have before the Lord this week while you're fasting. Write them down and watch God. That's all I can tell you. Write it down and watch God. Watch them bring it to pass, and watch you cross them out one by one. Write them down with specificity, not what you want, but as you're praying in the spirit. Amen. Get a God mind concerning his will for your life, and write those things down. Amen. And watch with God. If you received any prophecies, write those prophecies down and command a manifestation of those things. You got promises over your life, write them down and watch what's going to happen this week as you give yourself the prayer consecration. Hey, 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 hey. Daniel had to wait 21 days, but you don't. I want you to sow that $21 seed right now. Daniel had to wait. You don't have to wait because Daniel didn't have the blood on his side. Daniel was an old covenant Christian. You're a new covenant. You don't need to send an angel to fight for you. You can fight that monkey by itself and tell it to get out your way. Tell it what I know in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're sowing right now a $21 seed. Hallelujah. Dollar sign. P-B-C-J-R. Ukuma Shekele. Some of y'all need to be putting your faith out there for God to give you that special seed for New Year's. And watch what God does for you in the next couple of days. Telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. I'm daring everybody right now, dollar sign, everybody. Now, again, a lot of people, you don't get in on this because you think it's a gimmick, but I tell you all the time, I don't care how long a woman prays. Sooner or later, she got to start praying. If she want a baby, she going to have to find a seed to go in that womb. When she get done praying, she got to put a seed in that womb. All right? And I'm telling you that I want you to put seed in the ground. Amen. Seed in the ground. Heaven has something to work with. Seed in that word. The word is seed. And work it. I'm challenging everybody. Olaba Shakalamande. To sow a $21 seed. That's dollar sign P-B-C-J-R. That's right. That's dollar sign P-B-C-J-R. Amen. I'm excited. We got prayer in the morning at 6 o'clock. I said we got prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. Prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. I hope you're being faithful to this fast, which is drinking water, fruits and vegetables. Come on. Let's get our breakthrough. Let's not miss it. Let's not let our flesh control us and we miss what God has for us. Are you listening to me? Let's get everything that God has for us so that we can walk into the place that God wants us to walk into. I am not going to miss it. Three of you are going to give 121. I heard that in my spirit. Three of you are going to give 121. I don't know who you are, but three of you are going to give 121. All right? We're believing God. I said three of you are going to give 121. I felt that real strong. But we're sowing our seeds in faith. Hallelujah. 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 We're praying. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. Amen. I said you will never be defeated because the devil is a liar. And I'm believing God for the miraculous. In the morning, we'll be in prayer at 6 a.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel God's presence. I say hallelujah. And you better testify of the goodness of the Lord. When these things come to pass, you go to the website and testify. Amen. Go put it on. Let us know what God is doing because somebody needs to be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Somebody's going to overcome when they hear your testimony. Well, I love you so much. And you still got time to get to the churches and pray. You got time to get to the churches and intercede. You got time to get to the church and call on the name of the Lord. I challenge everybody to go to the church for at least 1 hour today and pray. Glory to God. And I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. We got prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. You better get on. There's over 1,000 people on this line. So you know you got to get on to make sure you get your spot. I look forward to praying with you in the morning. Everybody you can think of. Everybody you can think of. Tell them to get on this prayer call because it's powerful. And God is blessing. You are blessed. I love you so much. See you in the morning for prayer, 6 a.m. More grace. Glory to God. Oh, Allah Babaya. Allah Bosha. That's again, I always say this, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. If you need to sew it there, or you can go to the mail it in, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Amen. Or you can sew it the Cash App, $PBCJR. You're blessed. More grace. Hold up, oh, she kidding, buddy.